going to call the City of Franklin's Plan Commission to order. Mr. Fuchs, please take the roll.
Commissioner Knipple?
Here.
Commissioner Ritter?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Commissioner Bennett?
Excused.
Alderman Smith?
Present.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. Please rise, join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, you have before you the regular meeting minutes of Thursday, November 21st. Any questions, comments? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item 3A, Victory of the Lamb, Inc. Victory of the Lamb Lutheran Church Development. It's at approximately 11120 West Loomis Road. Mr. Deal.
Thank you. There is a public hearing on the rezoning for this item. There's two elements to this topic or item. One will be the rezoning, which will be, if a recommendation is provided, will be forwarded to the Common Council, and then the Common Council will get the final decision on the rezoning. The other element of this is an amendment to the city's comprehensive master plan. A public hearing for that is required by state law, and that public hearing must be held at the Common Council, so that will be at the next meeting. But a recommendation from the Plan Commission is warranted as well. So those are the two items. The other thing I would mention, if this rezoning was approved, the applicant would still need to obtain a site plan approval from the Plan Commission, and they have not applied for that yet. So I could give a real brief summary. They're proposing to rezone the property and amend the comprehensive master plan, both to change the zoning and the future land use designation for this property from residential to institutional to allow the construction of a future church. The church will be proposed to be approximately 15,000 square feet in size as the first phase. Possible future phases are anticipated. No details were provided. The parking lot would expand accordingly. There's also a proposal that this property would include a Kayla's Crew playground, which is specifically and specially designed for people with special needs. So that's pretty much an overview of the project. And as I noted before, there is a public hearing for the rezoning.
Okay. Mr. Fuchs, you want to read the public notice?
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 5th, 2013 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Victory of Lamb, Inc. for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from R3 Suburban / Estate Single Family Residence District to I-1 Institutional District for the property located at approximately 11120 West Loomis Road.
All right. Any questions or comments from the Plan Commissioners before I open it up for public hearing? Seeing none, I have some very extensive plans here. Do you have could you put a set of plans up so the public can see what we're talking about? So you'd have a parking lot would be rectangular, fairly long, and then there would be room for the all-inclusive playground.
To the northern
That's the commonly referred to as the Kayla's Crew playground. That's been okay. And could you just maybe go? What surrounds the church right now? What type of property? Is there wetlands or?
To the north is the I'm drawing a blank now. the animal clinic?
Yes.
The animal clinic is immediately to the north, one or two small vacant parcels to the south, and then south of that at the corner of Loomis Road and Ryan Road is the Loomis Road mulch. So it's primarily agricultural lands immediately adjacent to this. Further north, you get, of course, to the complex that has Showtime and Innovative Fitness. But immediately adjacent to this is, again, the animal clinic to the north, farm fields, and a couple properties to the south would be Loomis Road mulch. Interesting to note, again, most of this area is this parcel, as well as surrounding parcels, most of them are identified for residential uses, both in the comprehensive master plan and in the existing zoning. When you get closer to Ryan Road is where the future land use plan envisions commercial. So there's a gap here between the commercial planned to the north, commercial planned to the south, in the middle where this property is. It's not planned for commercial. It's planned for natural resources and residential. And that matches the zoning. So the zoning right now matches the future land use plan. That's why they're asking to change both institutions.
I was really asking about, is there hydric soils in the general area? I mean, my understanding is the hydric soils would surround this whole area.
Yes, there's a significant amount of wetlands on this property. Wetlands and hydric soils go hand in hand. They don't always match one another, but they often go hand in hand. Sewer PAC, a consultant was out there to map the wetlands. Sewer PAC has been as well. So we had confirmation of where the wetlands are. Not only this property, but surrounding properties as well have a significant amount of wetlands on them.
I can't see it real well, but it looks like to me like behind the property, looks like it says floodplain.
That's an error of labeling on the map. There is no floodplain, just wetlands.
Okay, is it hydric soils though?
All those wetlands would be hydric soils, and there may be hydric soils that extend outside the wetland boundaries as well.
Rationale for me asking those questions is I had met with church leadership, and we have met with the alderman of the district, and seems to me it'd be very, very difficult to try and fit commercial development in that site. However,
yes,
it might be a very good site for a church or for institutional purposes and or for an all-inclusive playground.
That's a very good point.
So anyone... Any other commissioners, any other questions or comments before I open it up for public hearing? Seeing none, I'm going to open up this item, item 3A, Victory of the Lambs, for public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak during the public hearing? I would ask that you come forward now, either speak on behalf of the project or against, or give other comments. So this is your opportunity to be heard. Is there anyone wishing to speak regarding the project? There are a lot of familiar faces, actually a lot of very familiar, happy faces I'm looking at. So. Anyone at all, anyone wishing to come forward, please come on the microphone. Please state your name and address if you'd like to speak on behalf of the project or not in behalf of the project. This is the time to come forward. Yes, sir. You look familiar.
Sure.
By the way, do you know anything about skiing while you're...
thanks.
The microphone right there. If you could, please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Bruce Wheezy. I'm a resident of Franklin, 7637 Mission Woods Court. And I've been a member of Victory of the Lamb and have known the church for quite a long time, was meeting at the soccer club and at the movie theater. And I guess the only thing I would have to say is I'm just very, very enthusiastic about who we are and what we're doing as a great benefit to the city of Franklin for a number of reasons, not the least of which obviously is civic and spiritual. I just think it would be a great benefit to the city for a number of reasons, which I probably won't go into detail.
Okay. Thank you very much. Nice to see you again, Bruce.
Nice.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? This is the time to be heard and to get on the record so that when this project, should it move forward to the Common Council, they will be able to look at the record and see how many people were in support or against the project. Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? Anyone else wishing to speak? Let me ask you this. How many of the people here tonight are here for the church issue? Okay. All right. How many of the people that are here tonight could stand in support of the church project? Could you stand? Okay. And for the record, we have how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Okay. Now, how many are opposed? Could you please stand? All right. How many are opposed? Could you please stand? All right. What I'm seeing is that everyone here is unanimously in support of the project, for the record. So 23 for, 0 against. All right. Anyone else wishing to speak? If not, going once, okay. A lot of familiar faces here tonight.
My name is Shelley Monty. Address is 8235 West Coventry Drive, Franklin, Wisconsin. I am the director and our founder and executive director of Kayla's Crew. We've talked at length, Mayor Taylor, and I would like to support this project, not only for the church, but also for Kayla's Crew. It's preliminary. Obviously, we need to have land before we can go and further our discussions with Victory of the Lamb Church. But we are very excited to move forward and to find land in Franklin. That's part of our mission, is to find land for an all-inclusive and all-accessible playground for all abilities. So we're very, very excited.
Well, and we're pleased that you have brought this project to Franklin. Can I ask you how many people have so far been involved or supportive of Kayla's Crew? Approximately.
Yeah. Many.
Many. Hundreds?
To give you an idea, we have 839 likes on Facebook. 865 for the record.
Okay.
We spoke with a lot of community members. We're about bringing community together. We were at the spaghetti dinner with the fire and police departments of Franklin, sharing Kayla's story and her inspiration. So many, many people.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you very much. Yes. Another familiar face.
My name is Ben Kurth, 7707 West Plainsview Drive here in Franklin. I guess, obviously, I'm going to be speaking in favor of the project. I'm the pastor of Victory of the Lamb. My wife and I and our baby girl, Lydia, at the time, who was holding the butterflies, moved here 7.5 years ago and started church from scratch. We were not from this community. I graduated from our seminary in Mequon, and they said, come here to start a church. And we thought, if we're going to do that, we just really want to live in and amongst the people. We don't want to just be people coming in from somewhere, but to get in here and just start meeting people, talking, and from the ground up with about 8 people just meeting at our house, and then starting at the Polonia Soccer Club of all places. A place I didn't even know was there. I was just working out at Innovative Health and Fitness, and I was kind of bemoaning about, where are we going to go to start a church? And some guy who was spotting me says, have you checked across the street? And I didn't even know it was there, and I was driving past it for three months before I knew it was there. And then after 3 years, God blessed us a lot, and we quickly outgrew that, and we moved into Showtime Cinema, and it's been a tremendous blessing. Living in Franklin's been a tremendous blessing.
I think from the get-go, our mission has always been to love people where they're at. Not just to be a church in a land of other churches, because there are lots of churches all over the place, but recognizing that there's a lot of people today who didn't grow up going to church, a lot of people who stopped going to church for whatever reason. So we're just trying to connect people where they're at in their journey in life and help them rediscover a relationship with God. In the process, help, you know, fix a lot of the brokenness that we find in the community, even in a really nice place like Frankel. There's hurting people, and we've been able to make a difference. So I guess one of the things that I get so excited about in the future, and just from the start, has been how can we help make a difference in real people's lives? And it's kind of been a challenge. You know, Franklin's is a wonderful community. It's a great place to raise a family. We got a little baby girl, our foster daughter now. This is where we want to raise our family and call home. But, you know, actually figuring out how a church can help meet people's needs, that's always been kind of, you know, like the real world needs, not just the spiritual ones, has always been kind of a challenge. Mayor Taylor, you and I talked. I remember going to your office 7 years ago asking you, as this guy, a rookie pastor coming in, what can we do to help the community? And you gave me a list of things. And it was at the Franklin Night Out this year at the library when my family and I were just walking through, and I saw a table for Kayla's crew. My neighbor Lori there was wearing the Kayla's Crew shirt. And I said, "Lori, how you doing? Tell me about Kayla's Crew." And she said, "Well, we're going to build this incredible, all-inclusive, all-accessible playground. We're just looking for land to build it on." And I said, "This is just incredible. Do you know tomorrow, Jeff was here. We're going to go meet with the mayor to talk about a piece of property that we're excited about for our church. But we were going to ask. We just kind of figure out how can we use this to also really benefit the community, because that's what we want to do." And so it was like right there, kind of a God-ordained thing. And I just wanted to say, I guess, on the record from everybody, how much I've just appreciated the relationship and getting to know Shelley and Lori and Andrea and the rest of the Kayla's Crew leadership team. And I think I speak on behalf of all of us at Victory Lamb, too, that we're really excited about this. This playground to me, too, and getting to know Shelly isn't just about the community either. It's about Kayla, who is a really special little girl. And we're just excited about how we can help bring people from all over southeastern Wisconsin for this playground and making a difference in the lives of families. So, thank you.
Can I put you down in your fourth project? All right. Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? Going once. Going twice. Is there anyone wishing to speak? If not, I'm going to close the public hearing. And Mr. Deedle, I'm looking at the packet, and I believe the city staff is recommending approval.
Correct.
Of the rezoning and comprehensive master plan amendment. I spoke to the alderman of the district. He wanted me to convey. Be here tonight. He wanted me to convey that he is wholeheartedly 100% in support of the project, as met with the principals and that would be Alderman Skaronski. And I too am wholeheartedly totally in support of this project. I think that while I'm always harping on our number one goal in the city, the 70-30 goal, this particular project, surrounded by the floodplains and the wetlands and the hydric soils, is a very good place for a church in the city of Franklin. And on top of that, if we can get this wonderful project that the Kayla crew is trying to put up, so much the better for the whole community. I think it will really greatly enhance not only the reputation of Franklin as a great community to live in, but it's just flat out wonderful that people are trying to attempt that in the city. So with that, commissioners, Alderman Schmidt.
Yes, I would like to add, too, that having had the opportunity to meet Pastor Kurth and his delightful family a few months back, I think that this church has a very good foundation under their leadership, and I think that they're going to be a great asset to the community, especially with their efforts to want to provide volunteer a lot of other organizations and benefit to everyone. So I think overall it's a great project for this particular piece of real estate.
Okay. Anything else? I guess I'd only add that supposedly there's going to be some singing over at the library on Sunday. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and things like that. Mayor's going to get his last chance to sing with the group, so all of you are invited. It's turning out to be a pretty nice time, and afterwards they have great things like cookies and punch, and I would invite everyone, and the tree is going to be lighted, and a guy named Santa might show up, so so I would invite all of you there. Anything else? Mr. Haley?
Sounds like a great project. I would welcome you to Franklin and good things you're doing. I do have to admit that I've got serious concerns about this site. We talk about the 70-30. You've got a site that's difficult to develop, but it's also one that's a prime piece of commercial property someday for the right fit. I think of the adolescent clinic just up the street, very similar site challenges. But there we've been able to put in some commercial tax base. And certainly you can fit the church in here. I have issues with, I guess, the rezoning and the ultimate use of this property. It has many uses. Residential, we talked about this at length when we were working on the comprehensive master plan, and it was pretty much decided that this needed to be residential, this in the area south to Ryan Road. If we're going to change the zoning, I guess I'd rather see a change to something where we can generate some tax base and help starting to develop this commercial corridor that we envision happening along Loomis Road. It may well be the core of the future. I think we put a lot of our eggs in that basket with the comprehensive plan and expecting the city, at least commercially, to grow out in this direction towards the county line. So as much as I think it's a great project and it's a pretty good fit with the site, I'm just wondering about its appropriateness in this location for the city of Franklin.
Okay. Anyone else wishing to speak to commissioners? Not. I do have a couple motions. It would be a motion to approve a resolution recommending the adoption of an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use map for a property located approximately 11120 West Loomis Road from residential use and natural resources use to institutional use and natural resources use pursuant to Wisconsin Statutes Chapter 66.1001, paren 4, paren B. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
The moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Mr. City Attorney?
Just reminding the commissioners that since two commissioners are excused this evening, there are four present, and takes four affirmative votes to approve any matter per the municipal code and the administrative rules of the commission.
Okay. And the mayor in this particular case would not vote unless there's a tie.
With regard to plan commission, unlike the common council, where the mayor's a statutory officer and only votes in the event of a tie, I believe that the mayor serves as the presiding officer of the plan commission, and it's been a long time since that question came up, so I will double check. But I believe that the mayor, as presiding officer under Robert's rules, may vote to affect the result, which could be not only to break a tie, but additionally to make a supermajority requirement such as four members, which is a majority of all, occur. I'm looking at the Plan Commission ordinance creating the Plan Commission 50-some years ago.
I think that's the first time I've asked that question in 9 years.
That's, I said it's been a while. And I can't remember the last time I was wrong on the instinct. Double check the administrative rules here.
I can't remember the last time you were wrong.
I lost a case in 1992.
Well, you had to bring that up. While he's doing that, in case you want to know, my opinion, he's the best municipal attorney in Wisconsin. It's shared by just about everybody. And I am looking for a tenor to assist me at the library.
Mayor, I should vote to, as chairman of the Plan Commission, can vote to affect the result.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
5 ayes, 1 no. Ayes have it. Motion carries.
4.
Oh, 4. I'm sorry. 4 ayes. That's right. You don't.
The chairman voting.
Right. With the chairman voting. Right. So it's 4 ayes, 1 no. Ayes have it. Motion passes. Item 2, a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance to rezone a certain parcel of land from R3 Suburban the State Single Family Residence District, number I-1 Institutional District. I-1 Institutional District, period. Is there a motion to that effect?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
The move and second. Does this also require 4 votes?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
No.
Chairman sees 4 ayes. 1 no, ayes have it, motion carries. I think that's it. Is that it for that issue, Mr. Deedle?
Yes, this matter will proceed to the next Common Council meeting for the public hearing on the Comprehensive Master Plan. So there will be another public hearing on the Comprehensive Master Plan amendment and then possibly final decision by the Common Council that evening.
So hopefully it'll be nice out on Sunday and
17th? December 17th?
5 o'clock. Mr. Casper Green dropped off his karaoke machine for me today.
Practicing?
Yeah, I'm practicing. All right, next item, City of Franklin Complete Streets Connectivity Committee status report on ongoing recent and current committee actions, consideration, and topics. Anything? Do we have anything going?
I can just give a brief report.
Oh.
A quick update. The Connectivity and Complete Streets Committee just had a meeting. We've been working with staff, and did a great job in putting together this guide to complete streets. We made a motion to forward it to the Plan Commission and to the Council for adoption. We were hoping we were going to get some copies in your hands. But I guess I would encourage you, as soon as you get your packet, when it's on the agenda, go through here, look at it, see if we're in the right place, look for typos, look for issues of concern, because we think we've got a pretty good product here, but we'd love input from the Plan Commission and Council.
And that person that's on staff, his name would be Nick Fuchs. Is that the guy? How about a round of applause?
Very accommodating. A great job.
Great job, as usual. I think I sent, I don't know if you got my email today, about some measures that the City of Milwaukee is taking regarding sharing of the roads with bicycle traffic. But I would also bring that up. It seems to be the movement is a major initiative in the City of Milwaukee, very similar to what Franklin has passed. So, again, we're setting the standards. Doggone Milwaukee's just copying us.
And the city has an exceptional bicycle and pedestrian coordinator that they just hired, and maybe she'd be willing to come and give us a little talk. Very knowledgeable on the subject.
Maybe if you move her or something, you might invite
maybe
her.
Maybe I can ask if she'd be willing to do that.
That would be wonderful. Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Then move and second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries.